My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You want to talk about Brandon Ayuk while I frantically throw together some 420 hits of the day because I forgot to do that this morning?
Yeah. You know, when all this started, I was definitely in the mindset of they'll get this done. You know, he doesn't have a whole lot of options. He wouldn't really, smart enough, but he would look at it where he's like, as much as I want $30 million a year, I know that here in San Francisco maximizes what I could do statistically. And, you know, and I'll work with the 28. I thought the 49ers would, you know, fudge some numbers and, you know, make things sound like maybe he's getting $30 million a year, so he feels good and all this other stuff. And I thought it would just get worked out. And now I'm at the point where I don't think that's the case. I think Brandon Ayuk has played his last game as a 49er.
Why did we go from signing him after the handshake work heard around the world to this?
There's people in the, I don't want to say in the 49er camp or anything like that, but like when certain people speak, you know that people in the 49ers front office has probably spoken to him. And Matt Maiocco is one of them. And Matt Maiocco has been very persistent about there's no way the 49ers are trading him. It wouldn't make any sense. It ain't happening. And then just out of nowhere, I think it was yesterday, it's like 49ers trade might be real. Like they're possibly ready to move him right now. And then I think Adam Schefter came out and was talking about some stuff. And it sounds like the 49ers They're putting the word out there. We're willing to trade you. You understand me? We're willing to trade you.
I want you to put the word out there that we back up. Okay. Understand me?
Yeah.
We back up.
Okay.
You understand me?
Yeah.
We're going to trade you. Well. They're putting the word out there that it doesn't seem like they're getting anywhere with Brandon Ayuk and his representation. And, you know, they're, all right, you want to leave that bad? We'll make it happen. And then, you know, you got guys in Pittsburgh, radio guys in Pittsburgh, who are reputable, I don't mean to say that disparagingly, but are like, hey, the Steelers are really working on a trade for Brandon Ayuk right now. They're really trying to get this done. Stay tapped in, all this other stuff. It just doesn't, nothing points towards them finding a way to work a deal out and he stays in San Francisco. He said, for the thousandth time, I go back to that interview on The Pivot, and that sounded like a guy who he even said, ain't no hometown discount. That's not happening. He was about to his number one focus, and I'm not trying to disparage him or anything for this, but his number one focus was to get all the money he could. That took precedent over everything else. And that's what he's out to do. If he's got to go get that money in Antarctica, he'll go get that money. Football be damned.
But what's that money?
He wants 30.
And he going to get it?
Apparently, a couple of weeks ago, there was a report that he had found, I think, five teams that would be trade partners. And I would assume with those teams, they'd be willing to give him the contract he was looking for. And he brought that information. I think it was during the draft, actually. It was during the draft. And they took him and his agent took that back to the 49ers. And the 49ers are like, yeah, none of these trade offers are good enough. And it deaded it. But the Niners had told him, go find you a trade partner and bring it back to us and we'll see if it works. They found five teams that could fit what Brandon Ayuk's team was looking for and brought them over. And Niners are like, yeah, these trades don't work for us. So I guess there are teams out there that will give him the money he's looking for. I think Pittsburgh is one of them. Some people, if you read between the lines and you read the tea leaves and you listen to the streets, some people say Cleveland is one of them. Because one of the things Adam Schefter talked about was how he called it a de facto no trade clause that Brandon Ayuk has in this situation. Because if you trade for Brandon Ayuk, you have to come to an agreement with him that he's going to sign the extension on the table. And if you're Cleveland, so to speak, and they say, we'll trade for you, and Brandon Ayuk's like, I'm not signing, then they're not going to trade for him. So some people have speculated that Cleveland was reaching out to the 49ers or reaching out to Ayuk or whatever, and they got word that Ayuk wouldn't sign. So.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, what you got against Cleveland, bro?
Mm-hmm. They just had SummerSlam.
Well, they got money, but it's still Cleveland.
I'm sorry. Is New England on this list?
I've heard New England as well. I've heard New England. It feels like he wants to go to Pittsburgh or Washington, and he thinks he can get his way to either one of those two franchises. If he can, cool. But
I don't think the 49ers are going to do business with the Commanders. That's just my opinion.
I don't think so either. I mean, maybe it sounds a little spiteful, but bro, you're not going to Washington.
Yeah, I know.
We're not doing that. Are.
Well, it sounds like if the deal's going to be made or whatever, like something's going to have to become in the Niners or whatever, but at least someone's going to be able to play. Saw Kendrick Bourne from the Patriots or Cooper from the Browns and stuff. I don't know what Washington has to offer, really.
So what do you guys think the 49ers should be looking for? Second rounder and a player? First rounder and a player? Like, what do you think is fair for Brandon Ayuk?
At this point, I think you have to get at least like a Kendrick Bourne type. Kendrick Bourne's pretty good with the Patriots.
And a second rounder?
Yeah, something at least, I think.
Second rounder's the lowest you would go? A first or second rounder and a player is what you're looking for?
I think you could go third in a player.
Yeah, third. Depending on the player, you can be talked into a third, I think.
But
like if you traded with Cleveland and got Amari Cooper, you could take a third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you're getting a first.
Well, the Cooper thing is weird because didn't he just sign? I'd need to see what that deal looked like if I'm San Francisco and I'm done disparaging Amari Cooper. Like he's done very well. He's outlived his last contract far longer than I thought he would. But if I'm the 49ers, I'm also pushing. Mm. I'm put like we don't have to do this. Like I feel like everyone has like so Brandon Ayuk has a lot of leverage until they find a partner. Like so if you Cleveland I'm not signing with Cleveland. You could trade me there. I'm not signing with Cleveland. Brandon Ayuk has that leverage. Pittsburgh? Oh yeah. No, I'll sign with Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's get that done. Okay. Now less Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco. Yeah. Now the 49ers have the leverage with the Pittsburgh Steelers because it's like not only are we sending you we're sending you a number one wide receiver because if that's what you're paying him, he is a number one wide receiver. Not only are we sending you a number one wide receiver, he's under contract. Like, he's like, we're sending you a player who is telling you flat out, I'm going to negotiate my deal with you and be with you. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm going to be with you for the upcoming years. We're sending you your guy. Mm-hmm. You're not sending us a fourth round pick.
Right. Like, and that's,
in fact, you don't have any players on your roster we really like at positions we need. Mm. We're going to have a conversation about a first.
That's what I say. Because this is where I look at it. We're like, all right, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm letting personal feelings get involved. If I'm and you're not supposed to do that when you're negotiating necessarily. But if I'm the 49ers and this might have all been a ploy, right? Put it out there. We're open for business. We're open for business to accept trade offers and all this other stuff. And then you get somebody's trade offer in there that Ayuk and all them like. And just like you said, so you want to go to Pittsburgh, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need a first. I need a player. And you're paying them. And then they get I don't know if we could do that. Brandon, did you see that? They told you they loved you, right? They told you they'd do anything to get you. They love you. But now when the price is really out there on the table, they don't love you like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. But you want to go to Pittsburgh. This is what – and maybe that's petty. Maybe that's getting personal or whatever. But that's 100% how I would play it. I'm like, all right, you found your deal. Good for you.
If you really want to be dirty, yeah, bro, like, this is what we want. If I'm John Lynch or whoever's doing this, this is what we're demanding, because Cleveland offered us a first round pick.
Mm.
You said no.
Mm.
This is what is your market, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But Pittsburgh isn't willing. Hey, like, I can't do anything about
that.
You want to revisit Cleveland? Like, we can get that Cleveland deal done today,
right?
But I'm not passing up on a first round pick because Pittsburgh said no.
You think the 49ers would be messed up for behaving that way?
Absolutely not. Like, there's a certain point. What's Brandon Ayuk is doing what's best for him. I don't fault him for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that. Without knowing the numbers, because I'd never disparage anybody who's trying to get that money. But like, without knowing the numbers, like, he's doing what's best for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my employment rides on me doing what's best for the San Francisco 49ers franchise.
Yeah.
And if I have one team offering me a pick and a guy who could potentially be my backup safety, then I'm going to take that.
Mm-hmm.
But you said no. Okay, fine. The team you want to go to is offering me a third round pick and another running back, in which I have four of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, like, there's a point where and you almost have to use that line with Ayuk. Is like, bro, like, I understand you're doing what's best for you, but now I got to do what's best for me.
100%.
Because if I mess this up, I'm unemployed.
Right.
You mess this up, you just get a big contract somewhere.
Right.
You might not be happy, but you're getting a big contract. I mess this up, I'm back. I'm working at Amazon. I'm taking Herb Street's place.
And we're not
longing for that day.
we're not in the same boat as Team X, as the Vikings or whatever. I don't have time. Like, we have to win now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm judged by winning Super Bowls right now. So if I'm making a deal for you, I'm getting everything that I want out of the deal and everything that this team needs out of the deal.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I saw your interview. You talked about no discounts, and you were taking things personal. Well, I can't take no discounts either, sir.
I just don't. I guess I'm just surprised. Like, he's really got teams that are going to give him $30 million a year, dollars.
Why do you say that?
Well, we've been over this. Justin Jefferson is one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is in a tier. Tyreek is in a tier. He renegotiated his contract. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but it does play a big part in this story. And I think Jamar is in that tier.
I agree.
And that's probably it. When you're talking about, we do this in basketball all the time. We talk about the penthouse. In terms of this position, mm-hmm. those guys are in the penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the $30 million a year guys. Ayuk is in the next tier. So if the penthouse is, and really we're talking 30 million, we're not talking 35.
Right.
We're talking like an average annual of about $30 million. You're right below that. Now, are you 26? Maybe that's a bit, maybe that in terms of the grand scheme, maybe that's a bit low for San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
But 28, can you get up to 28 with San Francisco? Because realistically, to me, that's where you are. However, the rule of negotiating is you're worth what a team will pay you. Mm-hmm. And if someone told you, and this is what I'll be really eager to see when this deal is finally signed with whoever it's signed with. Do you get the fake Tyreek Hill average annual value that he just blew up over the weekend? Mm-hmm. Or do you get the real average annual value that Justin Jefferson got? And that I don't know, because if he gets the fake, this was just about this was like not real. This isn't even about dollars.
Right.
This is about status.
That's
right. This is about it's just about status. It's not about dollars. Now, if the dollars are real, salute. Mm-hmm. That's different. But in the NFL, more times than not, that money's not real.
Yeah.
Hell, even with Tyreek's extension, I was trying to weed through that and still can't find it. Maybe Jesse can break it down for us when Dylan and Casey return here. James Hamm at the top of the hour on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Dangerous place to be. Logging into Discord to see what jokes Manny and... It's really just a stream of inappropriate jokes from Manny and Drew down, and then jokes about Michigan Wolverines age.
Look, it's Spencer's got my, he's got a screenshot. I don't even know what he's talking about.
Well, they do. Sometimes you just got to let them live. By the way, we are on episode number 988.
988.
As the countdown to episode number 1,000 is within sight.
August 21st.
Wednesday, August 21st, man. We have, how many RSVPs are we up to? I have a running list here. I think we're at 23 right now.
Okay.
If you haven't RSVP'd yet, I'll post the list in the Discord and you guys keep, maybe even post it on Twitter and have some people, just in case I forgot, just in case you hit me up and I forgot, just shoot me a DM and I'll add you to the list. Let me know if someone's coming there for you. Drew Down says, I will be there. Drew, we know Drew. We can hear you from here. The question is, will Mrs. Drew Down be with you? Or because our space is limited here at the Odyssey Studios. I was told that stage will be finished before our show. I have a hard time believing that.
Well,
but that's what I was told.
Good luck.
Well, TCG is coming through, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
TCG in the house.
And that's exactly what I'm putting here in my little notes app. Right below Zebra PT is TCG. Boy, our promotions team is going to have a hell of a time. I'm sorry, who are you? TCG? That's me. Who are you, ma'am? Zebra PT. And you? I'm Michigan Wolverines. All right, man.
Poor Jackie and Danielle.
They're never going to let us do another event again. Ever. Speaking of Michigan Wolverines, that despicable...
Well, settle down.
That despicable institution of higher learning.
Don't be disrespectful to your national champion.
Is already.
National champion of what?
That's a good callback right there. That's a good callback. National champion of cheating.
It's not true.
It is.
It's not true.
Your boy, your colorblind coach.
Well, that's. I didn't choose him.
Well, that's your coach. Deleted 52 text messages with Connor Stallions.
Okay.
The same day he was accused of stealing signals. Not only is your boy a cheater, he's not very bright.
Well, I mean, he might have been running low on storage, and he had to clear some storage up. Sounds possible.
What did he have? The 32 gigabyte phone?
Maybe.
No, they don't make those anymore.
Yeah, that's an old one. So you know how Apple be doing. You know how Apple do. You know, you got the update and then it slows your phone down or whatever the case may be. That's what happened with old boy. And, you know, he had to clear some space. And he did. Yeah, look, he had pictures of his kids on there. You don't want him to delete those. So he had to delete the messages.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. You realize your previous coach and your current coach are both facing NCAA sanctions.
I don't care about the NCAA. Who cares? Who cares about the NCAA?
Well, first of all, you're right. Who cares? You're right. You're 100% right. Who cares about the NCAA? Your boys, your institution of higher learning, they're cheaters.
That's exactly what it is.
They're cheaters.
Are they really?
They're cheaters.
Are they really?
Yes.
No. They're doing the same thing that everybody does. See, this thing is a lot bigger than Michigan.
Oh, here you go.
If Michigan Wolverine's going down, there's a whole lot of people that's going down with us.
Yeah, and they're all in Michigan.
Stop it.
So can this result in anything?
No.
Scholarships or like.
That's what I said.
If it's not, then it's like.
That's what I said. Guess what we're going to be doing when we play Fresno State to open the season? Raising a banner. All right? That's what we're going to do.
It's a tainted banner.
Ain't nothing tainted. It wasn't tainted when y'all were selling tattoos.
We didn't get a banner. You know what happened when they were selling tattoos in Columbus? The coach got fired, and the quarterback had to go to the supplemental draft of the NFL.
Well, same thing would have happened here, but our coach took another job, and this quarterback got drafted.
Wow. Since we're getting the greatest hits in today, what a coinkydink.
If you look back at the tattoo story, though, it's like Ohio State shaved points. Like, that was the reaction to it.
It's ridiculous.
I remember like being
a kid,
like, oh my gosh, like ESPN was just like just everything about
it. Jim Tressel had to leave his job because of
that. That is crazy. Hey, man. You know, so did Jim Harbaugh. You know what I mean? Nobody is above, you know, approach. And this guy who, once again, isn't my coach. You know what I mean? He might have to serve a game or two.
I'm sorry, buddy. That is your coach.
It's not my selected coach, I should
but
say.
But no, but that's your coach, though.
Yeah, but we didn't pick him.
Yeah, but it's your coach.
He, you know what he is?
He's colorblind.
He told us. He's the Bret Hart of Michigan head coaches. He'll be gone in about 3-4 years.
Bret Hart been getting his ass kicked on this show the last 2 weeks.
He'll be gone in 3-4 years.
I think my comp was great, by the way.
He still feels disrespectful.
What was the comp again?
He said the Miz was Bret Hart.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on, don't do that.
So wrong.
Don't do that to Bret. That's uncalled for.
The Miz is a bigger star.
It's on Maurice, though.
Well, Roll Tide. So you Michigan people have no shame.
What?
Look. Michigan Wolverines in the chat. Change your screen name to Redacted.
No. You know what's so stupid about the NCAA? I was watching, you know, Feinbaum and somebody else talking.
That's how I'm referring to Michigan from Redacted.
Don't do that. Champion is what you should refer to them as. NCAA, you're going to come out here and try and do some disciplining. And I think one of their guys came out after the national championship game and said, yeah, Michigan won this fair and square. All right, so what are we even talking about? What are we even talking about? Like, you already said it's all good. Why are you going back with nonsense? Ain't nobody hearing all that, man. Please. Give Coach Cerrone or whatever his name is a game, and let's keep it moving. Let's try and repeat. Ain't nobody worried about what the NCAA got to say. The NCAA out here saying it's okay to pay players now. Ain't nobody hearing them.
But that's not what you were. That's not what your coach was suspended for, and that's not what your current coach is going to have a show cause for. No. Y'all cheated the game.
We didn't cheat the game.
You cheated the game.
We didn't cheat the game. We didn't cheat the game. We didn't cheat the game.
You cheated the game.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Well, you getting all of them in today.
You think Connor Stallion still has that Central Michigan outfit they put him in?
He absolutely does. He absolutely does. You won't admit they cheated?
I mean, the having Connor on the sideline is crazy. That's
did they cheat?
Did they cheat?
Yes or no?
Yeah, they did illegal stuff. Sure.
Just say it. No. We won't go to break. We'll stay here for all night if we have to.
Say they cheated.
I just said they did illegal things.
Bro,
what are we talking about?
We do illegal things going over the speed limit. Like, did they cheat or not?
Did you cheat the highway?
A little bit today, yes, I did.
You're hilarious right now. Did Michigan cheat or not?
They cheated to beat Central Michigan, for sure. Did they need to? No. Did they need to beat anybody last year? No.
Okay.
Like they were gonna stomp people out regardless. Uh-huh. Like, but what was the what was the whole thing that we talked about at the time? Like, nobody, wasn't it like nobody in the Big Ten would say anything? Because we speculated that they were all doing stuff. I don't know. I don't know if they went that far.
No, that's not what it was.
That was part of Michigan's
that wasn't what it was.
Statement in a way, no? Because
No, that's what it was.
Michigan was like, I dare somebody to come out and say something.
Yeah.
Like, they was about to let it all.
Which was, no. Are you forgetting what we were facing last year?
What?
Ohio State and Michigan and where they were? Big Ten wasn't going to say anything at the risk of losing their teams in the college football playoff? They weren't going to say anything.
Ask me.
They were going to be like, oh.
Ask me how much sleep I lose over people saying they cheated to win.
Well, you're a known cheater.
You cheated the pocket watching league.
You cheated the pocket watching league.
I won only fair and square.
Only to be defeated by the hero Abe on the final
Hulk
day
Hogan.
Of the season.
Abe is not the champ.
WrestleMania 9 this joint.
There is no WrestleMania 9 going on.
There's a photo of it.
It wasn't even a sanction about. It was an exhibition for his...
Jesse gave him the old Bret Hart. Go get him. Go get him.
Jesse Tapia, a.k.a. Bret Hart, a.k.a. The Miz, told Abe to go and win the title.
It was an exhibition for his application to see if he was even worthy to be in the league. He won. He's worthy to be in the league.
You haven't won championship.
There was no championship on the line. Stop.
Well, isn't that up for Jack Tunney to decide?
You're technically
no. It's up for me to decide.
You're 0-1.
Because I'm the champ.
You're 0-1 in the pocket watching Drew League, by the way.
The pocket Drew League.
You haven't won since Abe got you. What sport is this?
Is it the, you know, where they do the three things?
Is that the triathlon?
Yeah, triathlon.
I'm like, where is this person running like that? Oh, God, that water. Oh, that's got to be nasty. I was like, what is going on here?
Oh, man.
This is fascinating.
There goes wrestling up there.
Well, that guy, well.
I'm tapped into the Little League World Series. Lamb Park, do work tonight, guys. Do work tonight. Come on. Come on. I don't know. I think they lost to Hawaii in their it's an elimination game tonight. I think. Somebody could tell me if I'm wrong, but I think they lost to Hawaii.
I don't know what it is, but Hawaii is a Little League powerhouse.
They dominate.
I don't get it.
Really is.
They dominate.
I don't get it at all.
It really
every
is.
Every league, every age group dominate. That's what they do. Go blue, though. Go blue.
Blue. Oh, their team color is blue?
No, I'm talking about the Michigan Wolverines. Your national champions.
They're not my national champions. My
who's
national
your national champion?
Well, they. I have a vacant year.
Oh, stop it! Oh, stop it!
Remember when UCF tried claiming national title that
well,
1 year?
Yeah, that was like the Euro League champion talking about come get some Celtics. James Hamm joins us at the top of the hour. How about Friday night? We talk about Saturday night.
Yeah, man, that was pretty cool to see
from your boy.
Yeah, I was tapped in sparingly. I was in and out of the game. I saw in around the fifth or sixth inning they had a no hitter, and then I went to Elk Grove's version of Concerts in the Park. That was interesting. Laguna West's version of Concerts in the Park, and I was out there, and I was like, wait a minute, let me see what happened. Like, did he keep the no-hitter going? And I tapped in just in time in between the top and the bottom of the ninth inning and saw the final three outs. And regardless of how many times we see it or if it becomes commonplace or anything else like that, no-hitter's still pretty damn cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to see, man. And Blake Snell and everybody was really hyped up to see him achieve that. Blake Snell, since he kind of got into his groove a little bit after not having a spring training and everything, he's pitched pretty well for the Giants. He's done a really good job. And it culminates with that no-hitter, man. So that was – let me see if I have this right. I'm doing this off the top of my head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sixth Giants no-hitter since 2010? 2009, I think so. So I went my whole life before 2009, never seeing a no-hitter.
Okay.
And at that point, I can't even do the math. I don't know. I was probably 26 or something like that. I don't know. And then in the last 15 years, I've seen six as a Giants fan, though. That's pretty cool, including a perfect game.
Who's the perfect game?
Matt Cain.
Oh, Matt Cain. That's right. Yeah, of course. Matt Cain.
Jonathan Sanchez.
Just looked at that the other day.
Yeah, he started it off with a no-hitter against the Padres. And at that point in 2009, I had not seen a no-hitter or a championship, and I thought that was the coolest thing. I was like, oh, boy, the no-hitter, this is awesome. Now I just like, oh, that was cool. By
that's special.
Yeah. No, it was a great pitching performance by him, man. Yeah.
Giants 56-57 on the year.
Oh, man. These guys, they really are – they really are the baseball version of that Hawks team.
With a run differential of minus 11.
I feel like every time they get close to 500, they'll drop a couple.
I think the stat was they haven't been over 500 since like mid-May or maybe even April or something like that. And didn't the Hawks go a whole year, a whole season, not being one game below, more than one game below or more than one game over 500?
Mm. Yeah, it was something crazy like that.
Yeah.
That's what the Giants are. That's what they are. They are They are the Hawks. Except that Hawks team, I think, made some type of postseason. I don't know if the Giants are going to do it.
Mm.
They're 4.5 games back in the wild card, but there's like four teams ahead of them.
They haven't been able to sustain anything.
Nah. Now, I scoffed at it when Farhan said it a couple days ago. But I will acknowledge, I don't know if they're the best, but I will acknowledge they have a pretty damn good pitching staff, starting pitching at least. The relief gets a little spotty here and there. But when you can throw out Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, and Blake Snell, you know, every few days, it's a good look.
What did Farhan say?
He said they had the best pitching staff in the league.
I can't believe you missed that cue. Wow. Wow. I've teed you up exactly one time.
I missed the oop.
Father Time right. comes for us all, I guess.
The reason why is they have a really – I can't disparage him in that one because he's right.
Oh, you only imitate him when you're disparaging.
Yeah, yeah.
Farhan, maybe let's get some hitters in here so we can take advantage of the pitching.
Well, I mean, the hitting is really overrated. I mean, really, when you look at the game, scoring runs is a little overrated. Like, if you have the Vazorp, then everything will figure out what you need to do with that Vazorp. But when you just think about, well, we've got to score runs to win. I mean, that's an old philosophy that really doesn't hold up nowadays.
It feels like you incorporate a little Doc Rivers right there.
Well, I've heard him do the little chuckle, the little laugh. He says stuff every now and then where he chuckles and thinking everybody thinks it's funny, and we're not laughing. It's not funny, Farhan.
It's a little cartoonish too.
Oh look what I found. This is good.
What we got?
Anything else on the Giants?
I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I'll be rooting for them, though.
Okay.
Vamos gigantes.
All right. Never lie, never cheat, never steal.
Oh, Michigan.
I was raised with that lesson. That's your boy, Jim.
Wasn't the biggest Eddie Guerrero guy.
Yeah. No one's perfect. Man. If you stumble, you apologize and you make it right. Mm. Today, I do not apologize.
We miss you, Jim.
I did not participate, was not aware nor complicit in those said allegations. So, back to work with attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. That's the shoot. That's the quote. That's the quote from
the enthusiasm.
I forgive him. It's good enough for me.
You know what? It might be enough for me too, because this guy,
Jim, is hilarious.
You know what the funny part is?
He's hilarious.
I believe him. That's the job of these guys is to insulate the head coach. I actually believe him.
So you think they?
I don't believe your new coach. I think your new coach your new coach is aware of everything.
Somebody in the Michigan Wolverines coaching staff went rogue and said, "Don't tell Jim this is what we're going to do."
No, I don't think Jim was deaf, dumb, and blind to the whole thing.
But he didn't orchestrate it.
That's right. I think it was. You need a certain level of plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're sure it's not the new coach?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it very well could have been him.
I mean, because that one interview, like, what if... Because Jim got suspended. Like, he has a total of 6 games, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if Jim covered his ass or whatever, like, helped him out, and that's why we got that weird crying interview that one time?
Because he saved his ass. Yeah, your boy was sobbing.
That was weird.
Hey, man. It's Michigan versus
like
everybody.
Like ugly crying.
Michigan versus everybody. Go blue. We still out here. You're national champions. Mm-hmm. We'd be beating the hell out of Ohio State every time we see them. Every time we see them boys, we'd be smacking them up.
All right, pal.
Just.
Good luck to Ryan Day, by the way.
Well, Ryan Day's
better win this one, pal.
He's coaching for his life.
Yeah. Maybe get this one.
What was the stat? He's 40-3.
40-0.
Forty and three in his career. He's 40-0 against everybody not named Jim Harbaugh.
That blew my mind when I heard that. I couldn't believe it.
There's nothing like college sports, man.
I missed this headline earlier. Brandon Ayuk isn't practicing, but he is, quote, doing awesome in meetings.
Oh, that's good. You know, Brandon, why don't you do this from Zoom? That's what I would start saying.
Well, that's a pretty clear line in the sand, though, isn't it? If you're just telling him not to come in anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know why?
Oh, that's where you're at?
Part of me. I don't know if I'd actually execute it, but part of me is like, we trying to win, man. We ain't got time for all this.
Do we know why the 49ers...
It just happened last year. Sorry, go ahead.
Or do we know why the 49ers are just open to trading him now? Like, the rumor or whatever, the report. Like, why? Like, because nothing's really changed.
Because it's probably... You probably thought if you got him in the camp and you could talk with him, you can negotiate some things and work some things out. It seems like Brandon Ayuk is not budging on what he wants. And that's his right. That's his prerogative. But
he's lifting like weights, doing conditioning, attending meetings, being around his teammates, but he's not doing the on-field work, doing awesome in meetings. He's around, blah, 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 blah. 14.1 this year. 21 receivers now have an annual average value of $20 million or above.
Mm.
All indications are he's going to get well above that.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, the 49ers really do slow play this thing. They just did this with Nick Bosa last year.
Yeah.
And Nick Bosa, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't in the room, but from a player standpoint, that – it felt easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like one of the top dudes in the league, like at a top position in the league. It's almost like the quarterback, yeah. Right? Like, once you have a player that you can reasonably put in that, like, top tier category, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to pay them. And the way this works, whether you like it or not, if they're next, they're going to be the highest paid. And that's just the case with Nick Bosa. You know, Micah Parsons may be looking. It might be him now,
right?
Because he's up next. That's not moving particularly fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not out on Brandon Ayuk being a 49er yet. I'm not there yet. You follow it closer than I do, but I'm not out yet.
And you could be right. It just doesn't feel like, maybe this is something that happens day to day. Like today, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen. You know what I mean? It seems like He's ready to move on. This is one of the things that worries me about the 49ers this year and, you know, trying to get back is, you know, a lot of people got their hands out.
Mm.
A lot of people got their hands out. We ain't even really talked about Trent Williams, who it seems like it's a real holdout. Like, he really wants more money.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how that's going to play out. You know, I think eventually they would get a deal done for Trent Williams, but everybody got their hand down now. And that's, once again, that's, we're in pro sports. You know, get paid, trying to get paid all the money that you can. So I understand that. But like I said a few weeks back, you got to understand, if you put your, you know, everybody got their hand down talking about what about me and everybody's trying to eat. In some respects, it could come at the cost of winning football. And if you're willing to do that, then keep asking. If you want to win maybe just a little bit more, then you'll figure out another way. But right now, coming off the Super Bowl, it seems like everybody's trying to get theirs, and that doesn't always lead to winning football, to successful football. So that's what worries me.
TC, hang on 1 second, and we'll come back. We'll talk more. James Hamm at the top of the hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. 916-909-1320. Let's get to our man, TC. Somehow this Brandon Ayuk thing is Kyle Shanahan's fault. TC, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers before we get started?
What's up, man? How you doing, big dog?
Man, just vibing, man. Waiting for this show, man. It's a 1,000 show, right? Or am I tripping?
Nah, it's a 1,000.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir.
It's going to be popping in there. I can't wait, man. Y'all going to have all of us in one building, man. It's going to be it's going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
Absolutely.
For sure. Hey, but look. Hey, what's that skit? Hey, I need you to play that for me, Kenny. What's that Boy. It's a circus show, man.
I don't have a board anymore, else I would give it to Floyd Mayweather. Boy. These boys are some circus clowns.
Look at D-Lo. I like that laugh. Hey, Kenny, it's a circus, bro. It's a circus, dog.
What would you do? What would you do in this situation?
I would pay him, bro, because I got respect for Brandon, bro. And I know what he did. He's doing everything you asked. Since the doghouse and all that, I block. I run routes. I do all that. I'm not doing none of the extra talking. You don't never have to tell me to come in shape. You don't have to do none of that. I'm here at training camp. I'm a good leader. I'm all that, bro. And then all of a sudden, you want to play with my money when I'm like, bro, let me get that. I get what you're saying with everybody with their hands out, because everybody got their hand out, Kenny. Because everybody's like, bro, I don't know what's going on with this team going moving forward. Kyle, we already been there, bro. We've been there with you like 2 or 3 times already, dog. We don't know if you really going to get us done. So let me get my money, bro, because we don't know if we're going to win this or not.
But let me ask you this, though, TC. If you can't keep everybody, right? You can't keep everybody.
I'm giving BA his money, Kenny.
Huh?
Simple as that. I'm giving BA his money, bro. I'm giving him his money, dog.
I don't know if I'm giving him 30-some-odd million dollars a year. I think – I said this before, and I don't mean this as hate or disrespect. I think Brandon Ayuk, you can find guys like that, close to that, where you don't have to pay – you don't have to get rid of Moody Ward because you paid Brandon Ayuk $30 million a year. Like, nah. Nah, you don't have to do that.
Can you really replace, get close? Like, he's a top 10 receiver, no?
I think he can be replaced to a certain degree. He's still good. Like, he's like you said, a top 10 receiver. So it's not as easy as just going to find another one. But, yeah, I don't – like, and then if you're Kyle Shanahan, I mean, outside of, like, Julio Jones – should he be paying any wide receiver that type of money? That type of money. Not saying like go get one or go find you one or something like that, but I mean, people get open in this system.
I think the 49ers think more like you too. I think they think Ayuk is more replaceable.
He doesn't, to me, just as an outside observer, he doesn't have any skills that you can't find anywhere else.
I also, but it's a, you know, it's not as simple as just pay him, because they're trying to keep their championship window open as long as possible, and it all centers on the contract they're signing next off season.
Right.
Like every mathematical, and we've talked about this before. If you pray Brock Purdy this, here's what you can afford to pay everybody else. And it's not quite that simple, but there is a form to it that is that simple, because, okay, next year we're paying him, you know, this amount of money in signing bonus, and this is going to be his salary. But the next year, this is going to be his salary, and that's where it's really going to be crazy. And so you try to work through all of this and figure out what you can afford. I feel like, and I could absolutely be wrong, I feel like the Sacramento Kings are maneuvering that way as well. Mm. We keep talking about Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma has that third year on his contract where by that point you'll have De'Aaron potentially in a mega, you know, a mega contract and Keegan. And so maybe like, oh, like, man, that's a really friendly contract that Kyle Kuzma has. Yeah, it's friendly in the scheme of the scope, the salary scope that they have right now. But in 3 years, it's not going to look as friendly.
Right.
And I feel like that's what the San Francisco 49ers are dealing with, in that every penny, when you have a hard cap like this, is incredibly important. By the way, Trent Williams ain't there.
Yeah, that's concerning. So now if you're the 49ers,
what event just killed these people? Like, there's like four bodies just lying all across the finish line. Is this the same event where they were swimming? Is this the triathlon?
Yeah, I think so.
This woman's going to cross the finish line and just fall to the ground.
Understandably. Understandably.
No, we're going to walk you through this. I want you to see this. Where the hell is the finish line,
for God's sake?
There it is, right there. There it is. Now watch. She's just going to die. Somebody please help this woman. Oh, this woman. Oh, God. That's got to be so miserable.
Yeah, I don't need to.
Those people look like chalk outlines. Oh, and this person's got legs. Look at them.
Yeah. Finishing strong.
Wow. You ain't.
Well, yeah.
All right, I don't know that you actually... Look, the woman still hasn't moved. Will someone please help her? What is this? Oh, this is terrible. God, it's beautiful, but still. She's still there. Oh, finally. No, thank you. Someone finally came over to help this person. Come on, for God's sakes. This woman is just, like, hanging over the barricade after crossing the finish line.
Thank God.
Still there. Look at just bodies all over the place. This is the worst event in sports.
Somebody
get them some electrolytes. Oh, we're in the wild. This is just a wild. Look at the two behemoths up there wrestling. Those are Vince McMahon specials right there.
Yeah, those are heavyweights.
Will someone please do a cutback and make sure that woman is okay? My goodness, I'm sorry. I just got completely thrown off by the amount of dead bodies that were there at the finish line.
Poor lady. And she's just there. Finally,
no one checking on her.
Finally, someone says, here, do you want a water?
And then leaves.
That's all they said was, do you want a water?
A woman, a Gatorade, and a pizza.
How about a stretcher?
Get her medical attention. They gave that girl a cup of water like the ones you hand marathon runners. Like, man, this lady's about to die.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I need to stop looking at the TV.
So, no, because this is it's the Olympics. You have to.
Now I want to watch, like, Big E and whoever that is up there. These gigantic human beings.
These are big boys right here.
These are two gigantic
human beings. Like, just like heavyweights.
I love that it's on USA, too. Get you ready for Monday Night Raw tonight.
Just gassed.
Man, wrestling is a monster. Well,
it's Mabel.
Yeah, this game is a little different. This is wrestling, just one pause moment after another up there. In the event.
Let me ask you guys this. Do we know, and I, once again, just I've got a sports radio show. We got to talk. I'm giving different POVs and everything else like that. How do we know that Brandon Ayuk isn't Roddy White?
I guess we don't.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, Roddy White was a good receiver who went crazy while Shanahan was there, and then when he left, didn't go crazy no more.
I mean, you can't tell that. It's just a matter of if you trust what you see or not, I guess.
Roddy White Roddy White was actually really, really good. From 07, and I think Shanahan got there. Maybe Shanahan was there in 07. Because he was in... No, I don't know when Shanahan got there. It doesn't matter. But from 07 to 12, he was 1,000 yards every year. 1202, 1382, 1153, 1389, 1296, 1351, and then... just fell off a cliff for the next 3 years. But I say that to say, like, Roddy White was somebody that was really, really good. But, you know, he got in the right system and was doing some good stuff and elevated his game, but he wasn't.
Do you think he's Roddy White?
I don't know. I think Brandon Ayuk's a really good receiver.
What's the first number you wouldn't pay him at? Like, is it 29? Is it the 30? 28?
Probably 30. This is really, really like nitpicking the situation, but probably like 31, 32.
I shouldn't even be on the table.
Yeah, so I feel like 30 should be the max for him, if anything.
Shouldn't even be at 30.
I think it starts at 28.
If he's at 30, he's still below those other guys. So you putting him at 30 seems like it would make him the best of the next tier. And I think that's okay. Because when we talk about the top tier guys, we're talking about, you know, that are up for contracts. Like, obviously, Devontae's up there, but his contract situation doesn't allow him to be up there. But we're talking Jamar. We're talking
yep.
JJ.
Yep.
We're talking Tyreek Hill. And I don't know where – do you want to put A.J. Brown there or something like that? I don't know.
Is Waddle a second-tier receiver?
Yeah, I think so.
He's 28.
Well, that's it. I'm independent of his contract. I'm asking you, is he a second tier receiver? And what we're talking about, Tyreek, JJ, all those guys, is Waddle firmly in that second tier?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's as good as Brandon Ayuk, so he's probably the 10th best receiver around there.
He's potentially third tier.
Well, that's a problem then.
Yeah, I know. He's potential.
I think I disagree a little bit.
I would take Waddle over Ayuk, actually. I would take Waddle over Ayuk. Waddle's put up more stats since he's been in the league.
No hometown cooking with that?
Nah, he put up the 1,000, set the rookie record with catches and all that his first year without Tyreek. Waddle's done more.
I'm not going to argue with Waddle being on the second tier. I'm not going to argue that.
Okay.
I like Waddle. I think he's the truth. But when I think about it, like, I don't know. I'm thinking about, like, Devonta Freeman in Philly. I'm thinking St. Brown. You know, I think I put all those guys together, I guess. Ayuk, Waddle, those other two that I named.
Yeah, they're the same tier guys, like you could say.
So 30 would put him at the top of the second tier. That's where I draw the line. Like, I can't elevate you into that other tier.
Okay, let's bring in James Hammer. We're trying to figure out the Brandon Ayuk situation. And we failed, just to be clear. We completely failed.
And Goody Cube is right. This is my mistake. Mike Evans probably waffles between first tier and second tier.
I don't know that he waffles. He's probably first tier. Evans is still in the
damn
league.
I know, Goody. I apologize. Goody
so
put it up in the chat.
He's right. No,
you're 100% right.
He's right.
Mike Evans is he wanted him once.
Yeah. He's good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.